Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're having a conversation about conscious conversations. A colleague of mine, Lou Cox, lives in New York. He's renowned for his coaching of celebrities, mostly it's he considers it a therapy. So he's actually a psychotherapist, a psychologist. And he's worked with such identities as the Bon Jovi band, and there are documentaries and movies made about the work that he did with them. Conscious conversation is a really important thing, a language for you to understand. And I think you need to pay marked attention to this podcast. And if you will, go down to the website and download a copy of his article on this entire topic. Conscious conversations goes like this. If we're in a group of people and we're going to have a conscious conversation, we speak openly and freely, and we recognize each individual in that group that if we feel reactive in any way, shape or form, we've hit what's called a radioactive point. Now, someone might say, for example, to someone in the meeting, "Your hair looks nice. Your hair looks nice." But the person might not receive it as a compliment. They might receive it as some sort of manipulation or some sort of sexism. And they hit a button. And that button is a radioactive button. And from that point in time in the conversation, even if that individual remains silent about the button that has been pushed, they will listen no further. They will be in fight flight, they will be in reactive mode, and they will stop listening. In fact, in many cases, if they're of a Latino or any form of hot-blooded origin, they might bite and come back at the speaker and say, "What do you mean?" Starting a polarized conversation. Now, you know, from doing the work on inspiration, that inspiration is the lack of polarity. And so when we talk to someone, whether they like it or don't like it, we don't deviate. So to have a conscious conversation means to be able to talk to someone without them biting from a point of view of reacting positively or negative to what we're saying. Conscious conversations are essential in life because that's where you get a sense of connection, real connection to another human being. But if you say, "Did you wash the dishes?" and the other person says, "How dare you? What are you saying? I don't ever wash the dishes," and you get a bite back. What they're saying, what that other person is saying, is, "I'm unwilling to immerse myself in intimacy with you. I'm unwilling to converse with you. I'm actually unwilling to trust that you're coming from a good place." Now, you as the speaker will feel extremely dejected from such a conversation, because it means the other person has, firstly, it means in truth that they've hit a radioactive point, so that's their shit. Secondly, because they throw it back at you, it's like handing a bunch of roses to someone and they just throw them in the garbage tin and say, I don't want your flowers, I don't want your thing. But, and thirdly, it'll throw back because it'll give us some idea of our real intent, because If we give something and we give it unconditionally, it can't be rejected. So the other person might throw the flowers in the bin, but if the giving was true, it doesn't matter if they went in the bin or not. It was the giving and the energy of giving that mattered more than the reception. I think this is a really important stuff, and I think a lot of people are confused because there is now this whole entitlement and political correctness. And I think there is this judgment that has come about that, in a generic terms, it's like there's a lot of females who say men have taken over the world and they need to be put down because us women need to stand up. So there's a whole sexist thing going on. There's also a thing about diversity, which says, if you say something and I don't trust that you are a diversity individual, so I judge your ability to be diverse, I will respond to it with an assault because I don't believe what you said was honoring the diversity. If you said it got nice hair, how, that means you don't like people with not nice hair. It becomes quite a political football. And it becomes a sort of a, almost like a bullfight. There's also the complication of authority. And in this current world, it's really hard to speak to the concept of authority without triggering people's sense of equanimity. For example, there are many organizations trying to implement Agile, a ridiculous philosophy built on the idealism of a flat playing field with the person of the lowest consciousness and the person with the highest consciousness in a room collaborating. And the person with the lowest consciousness will be the person who speaks the most number of words in a meeting. So the person with the lowest consciousness will probably be the loudest voice in the meeting, but they're not the smartest. They're not the most conscious. And so decisions made and influenced by the concept of a flat playing field are always temporary. They're always corrupted. And so the whole concept of Agile is in its foundation flawed. But given that people have radioactive points and given the acceleration of those radioactive points and the inability to have a conscious conversation, Agile has been introduced to be able to converse without conversing, to be able to meet without meeting, to be able to connect with it without connecting. And the concept of connecting with another human being has been abandoned completely in the interest of placating people's emotional radioactive points. So I want to talk about this because at home, if you have a conviction and you say to yourself, in my life, I would love to achieve this, and I have a conviction to do that and to, let's say, influence the world through marketing, influence the world through acting, influence the world through my writing, influence the world through my performance, influence the world, then the radioactive points come up and will distract you from it. For example, the kids might misbehave and you think, oh, I'm working too long, I better back off and look after the kids. In that radioactive point, there's an opportunity to process the radioactivity and find out what's really going on for you. Are you afraid of being your parent? Are you afraid of the kids not liking you in the future? Are you afraid that if you don't hang on, they'll like the other parent better if you're split up? Are you afraid that the kids will not look after you in your old age? Whatever it is, there's an opportunity in a radioactive moment to go deeper. But what most people do is they go horizontal. They look for an alternative way to approach the matter. And in doing that, they avoid the opportunity that has come to become more conscious. If two people are in a relationship, the objective of that relationship is to dive deep into consciousness, to be able to say things to each other. And if we react to them, know that that's not the speaker's fault. That's the receiver's fault. And the receiver's opportunity is to say, man, I reacted to that shit. I reacted to that comment. I reacted to that way that person spoke to me. Chris, how can I become more conscious and therefore not react? So as a whole example, and it's a raw one, so you may not want to hear this, but you know, I brought up three children. Now, I brought them up till the ages of 7, 5, and 3, something like that, before they sailed off on a yacht and I lost physical contact with them for quite a number of years. In that time, I paid all the bills. I paid their school fees, I paid their computer fees, I paid their education fees because they were on a yacht. Their mother educated them, but someone had to pay for the offshore tutoring. I paid all the bills. And whether I liked it or not, those bills were paid into an account and I had no say as how that money was spent. So then eventually they all returned to base, and about the age of 13 or 14, I got some relationship reformed with them and spent the next 5, 6 years being really as exciting and inspiring as I could to them so that they would realize there was another world outside of the domain of their mother. And that was my button, of course. But eventually, at the age of about 30, my middle son, who I'd got a job, helped him get to New York, helped him with everything he did, supported him financially, did everything up till the age of 28, 30, all of a sudden, with a flick of his fingers, decided he'd never going to speak to Chris Walker ever again. He's never going to speak to his dad. There was no announced reason. There was no debate between us. It just happened. Something he heard from some source triggered him to say, there's my radioactive point. I'm never going to speak to you again. Now, that could have been a radioactive point for me too. If nothing affects the child more than the unlived life of the parent, I could have turned around and said, I'm going to divert from my path, as which is my commitment, my devotion, my process. I'm going to divert from that to resolve this issue. But I didn't. What I said is, I'm going to grow from it. So what I did is I took this situation and practiced the art of understanding how to love somebody unconditionally. The unconditional means whether they like you or don't like you, whether they're there or not there, whether they're with you or not with you, you love them. And so I became highly conscious on that topic as a result of that radioactive point being touched. Now, I could have been diverted. I could have gone horizontal and gone and begged and sorted and involved people to try to find out what the problem was and get him back on board to avoid becoming more conscious. And that's what most people do, which means they come to a roadblock, such as this incident with my son. They see the roadblock and they go, shit, I don't want to go on without his approval or without his like or without his engagement. So I'm going to turn left here and I'm going to spend a whole lot of energy, a whole lot of time trying to work out how to bring him back on board. And I'll turn left. Then I'll get down to another intersection and I'll find that there's somebody else doing the same thing. I might get him back on board, but somebody else does this. And I'll turn left again. Then I'll go down to that corner and there'll be somebody else. I'll turn left again and I'll turn left again. Eventually end up back where I started, still reacting to people not accepting me. So to become conscious is really important because it helps you stay on track to your commitment. And I call this a conviction. You either your conviction is to your giving, your destiny, to your outcome, or your conviction is a fraud, and what you're committed to is being liked or maintaining a state with another person. Now, consciousness is not a state with another person. Consciousness is a humanly developed awareness, state of mind, that does not react. For example, given the journey I've been on, if you stood up and said, Chris Walker, you're a cheat, you're a liar, you're a thief, you're a mugger, you're a murderer, you're a thing, I would say, yes, that's all true. In some form or another, everything you just said is true, and I like that part of me. Now, that's disarming for a person, but what it means, I'm still available for a conversation. However, the other person won't be, because they've thrown a rock at me, thinking that they can accuse me of something that will cause me to react and start a polarity conversation with them. And I've gone, I agree, let's go deeper. And that throws the ball back in their court to say, now you go deeper. You're the accuser and he's agreed to it. Now what are you going to do? And typically, 99% of the time, that person will balk and go left, thinking, I give up on him. I don't want to be near him. He's horrible. He's admitted he's horrible. Therefore, I'm going to hang on to my definition of horrible and go somewhere else. So that's how people turn left instead of staying true to their conviction. They bypass the opportunity to become more conscious and have a conscious conversation. As I said, if you love to listen or read the article by Lou Cox on this, I put it on the website in the blog. I think I've titled it Conscious Conversations. Have a great day. Bye for now.